Delene Braze reporting for duty. Fasten your seatbelts and hold on to your carrots, comrades. We are going to burn some high-performance health rubber. You're about to enter the Lean Braze Throwdown Zone. Accelerating for the simple solutions, we are Avengers of Health. Hide the sugar-coated donuts today. You're listening to the Lean Braze Radio Show at theleanbraze.com. Welcome, Braze. I'm Ron Jones with Kevin Rail from the Lean Braze, and we're doing a show on sugar today, aptly titled Buffaloed and Bull Sugared. And we thought we'd at least keep the title clean for all those Southern Baptists back there, Kevin, in the South.
Yeah, I know. You never know when they're going to crop up.
So here's the deal, Kevin. I was at Costco last week, and I was doing some shopping. And I think all these shows and the influence of you and Lee and all the people helping us have really started to get in my head. And I'm realizing more and more by the day that our food supply is basically polluted with chemicals.
Oh, well, that's nice to know.
Yeah, I'm getting it. I'm finally getting it. Yeah. After like 6 years of hanging out with you, I'm starting to figure it out.
Nice. It only took 6 years. Good.
Right. So there's hope for everyone if I can do it. So I'm in Costco. Yeah. And I'm cruising around. I'm looking for some stuff. And I realize that just about everything in there that isn't a raw fruit or vegetable, and even many of those, since they're conventional, would have chemicals. But let's just look at the packaged food, right? It's polluted with, you know, enormous amounts of sugar and sodium and other, you know, bull sugared, you know, crap. So yeah. I want to pull three products out today. And I know you'll have some good commentary, and unfortunately they're going to have to face the firing squad. Just things I saw at Costco cruising through the aisle. I took some pictures, put it on my Facebook, and then I started really thinking about it. And the issue is that, like you've said before in many shows, Kevin, don't look at the front label and believe the BS that they're giving you, right?
Absolutely.
You got to flip that thing over and look at the ingredients. So there are three products today that I'm going to talk about, and then whatever you bring in. Fruit by the foot. Well, the title alone should make you kind of think, you know, unless it's a really long banana, you know, I'm not going to, you know, put anything in my body that is measured in the foot and put into a package. The next one is all natural, treetop all natural fruit snacks. And then the last one, I didn't get at Costco or see it on the shelf, but I found some in my own garage. Of course, they went to the firing squad in the trash can. But
nice.
those are the Otter Pops.
Oh, Otter Pops.
Yeah, the frozen.
That's the West Coast thing.
The frozen sugar sticks. Well, basically, on the swim team, they give the kids the Otter Pops for a treat. And, you know, I hate to be a drag for everybody, Kevin, but when you've got a country that largely is failing due to healthcare costs, morbid obesity, diabetes, all these health issues, much of it related to weight and excess sugar calories, you kind of have to stop and do a reality check. And if you're feeding your kids sugar sticks loaded with chemicals, I'm sorry, it's just not the right thing to do, you know?
Not contributing to the problem, more about the solution.
Yeah.
And the ages of, you know, the kids are younger and younger these days. They're getting afflicted with all those bodily damages that you just referred to. And the kids aren't necessarily the problem. It's the parents allowing it. But when there's so much of an influx of all this fake crap floating around with the false advertising to match, what are parents to do? That's the problem. That's where we come in.
The Lean Braze.
RJ.
That's right.
We got to make sure that everybody understands what they're being bull sugared about and how they can make adjustments.
So
these Otter Pop things.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, any one of these three products is just completely disastrous for the metabolism, you know? But let's just start with the first one that I photographed at Costco, Fruit by the Foot. It's made by Betty Crocker, and it's got 160 calories in a package. It's got 10 calories from fat, so it's low fat. Of course, I'm sure, you know, that's what they want people to think about. And if you kind of scroll down, it's not got 9 grams of sugar per package. But, you know, let's do the Kevin Rail thing. Let's flip it over. Let's look at the ingredients. And the ingredients, for those of you that don't know, they're weighted. So the first ingredient listed is going to be the most concentrated in that product, correct, Kevin?
Well, yes, that is true. But, you know, I feel there's a little bit of buffoonery involved with the ingredient labeling as well. I mean, that theoretically, that's how it's supposed to be. The first ingredient is supposed to be the most prominent one, and then they're in descending order all the way to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But I find that can be fudged a little bit by the company.
Really?
I think there's loose regulations on that, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion.
Okay. Well, we're going to read the ingredients. Fruit by the foot. The first ingredient is pear juice concentrate. So it does have a pear in it somewhere, but it's concentrated in juice form.
Juice of a pear?
Yeah. And here's one thing that, you know, Dr. John Sullivan pointed out when he did the show with us on sugar and sugar addiction, is that, you know, you can have a raw piece of fruit or vegetable. When you start concentrating it, it's not really a food anymore, you know?
Well, it loses its potential as a healthy food.
Right.
A concentrate is like, it's like something's missing or something's been drawn out of it. You're missing something somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's like enriching something. Whenever you see the word enriched, wheat flour and bread, for example.
Yeah.
That means it's been pulverized and lost its nutrients, and then it's got nutrients put back into it. So whenever you see like a pear juice concentrate, it's like, okay, I got a little bit of the juice back in there, but where's the meat and potatoes of the fruit? And I can tell you right now, I just found this online, this fruit by the foot crap.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the nutrition facts panel, and I never look at that first. I always go to the ingredients first. But
mm-hmm.
for this purpose of today's show, and for the benefit of the Southern Baptists, I'm looking in the nutrition facts panel first.
Okay.
What I'm seeing is 0 grams of fiber. Okay?
Right.
So whenever you see a fruit product, first thing you do is go to the ingredient label. Second thing you do is go and see how much fiber is in it. If there's 0 grams of fiber, then you're being buffaloed.
And bull sugared. So is that warranted for the firing squad?
Absolutely.
Hold on.
Because
I can't wait any longer. All right, now that that's out of the way.
I was waiting. Oh, okay. You get that out of your system, but round one is over.
Yeah.
Good. I was waiting for that one. But anyway, if it's going to have fruit in it, it's going to have, if it's made with real fruit, it will have fiber. It'll have at least 1 gram of fiber in it. There's 0 grams of fiber. So that's automatically a red flag in my mind right there.
Which
so
is one of the biggest benefits is the fiber in fruits and vegetables. And they've stripped that out. They've stripped it out.
Exactly.
So we got pear juice concentrate is the number one ingredient, and there's no fiber in this product, even though it's called fruit by the foot. The second ingredient listed is sugar.
There's another red flag. Bang.
Yeah.
There should never be added sugar. If you want a pure fruit product, whether it's a juice, whether it's a dried fruit or some kind of like strip or something along the lines of this fruit by the foot stuff,
yeah,
there should be no added sugar. If it's pure, then it's going to have fruit and fruit only. Not going to have added sugar to it. You wouldn't need to add fruit sugar to it.
Right.
That's just to get you more addicted to the sugar so you buy more of the product.
It's sweet already. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point. You know, if it's real food, it shouldn't have any added sugar to it, period.
Correct.
End of story. Yeah. Number three, and we know what this is, but most people probably don't. I'll let you go into it. Number three is maltodextrin.
Maltodextrin is added ingredient. It's also an extracted form and used as a post-workout formula for carbohydrates. I believe it's derived from rice or corn or potato starch.
Yeah.
Am I wrong, RJ?
I'm not sure, but we use it in ultra endurance nutrition,
right.
Because it's a little it's metabolized a little bit faster, and basically it's like a pure sugar form. Okay, so mm-hmm. you've got number two and number three, you've got added sugars, basically.
Yeah.
Which violates the rule that you said, that if it's real food, it shouldn't have any added sugar to it anyway.
Right. Wouldn't need it.
Okay. So number four is water. Okay. So, you know, that's
okay.
That's fine.
Okay. They got one good ingredient out of five so far. We're not doing bad.
Yeah. And number five is corn syrup.
Ooh, yum. Well, I got a huge problem with corn syrup, corn by itself, any product that has corn in it or other related to it.
Now here's
the big GMO scam going on right now.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I'm going to take a man in the street question here. Now it says corn syrup. Does that mean it could be high fructose corn syrup, or does that mean it's not high fructose corn syrup because they're only saying corn syrup.
It's not high fructose corn syrup. It's just plain corn syrup,
okay,
which is clear and sweet, which is another sweetener. So now we've got one, two, three. We got like three different sweeteners in the first five ingredients of this product already.
Yeah.
But the problem I have with the corn syrup is it's from genetically modified corn. And, of course, for a quick recap of genetically modified foods, corn is one of the biggest ones on the planet. And right now the Organic Consumers Association is having a big campaign to get GMOs listed on all products that have GMOs in them, just so the world knows what they are. And then I have to stop. Then I can stop repeating myself every time we do a podcast about what GMOs are and why they're poisonous and dangerous for the body.
Right.
But to try to do a quick summarization, seeds of plants are injected with a serum from bacteria and viruses of some other foreign thing. It could be from a fish or animal or some other kind of bacteria that's grown in a lab. And as the plant grows, it repels pests. The pests don't eat it because of the GMO thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it also makes the plant resilient to Roundup, which is a weed killer. So what you're doing is you're genetically altering Mother Nature, which I'm hugely strongly against,
mm-hmm.
and you're allowing this plant to grow and get hammered with this Roundup pesticide stuff that kills the weeds beneath, and it hits the plant all the way through. So you're getting Roundup and you're getting GMOs in one fell swoop, and there's been no complete human studies done on it over the years. They will just roll with it and see what happens to Americans and people and see this as test subjects. I don't like being used as a test subject.
Haven't they outlawed some of that in Europe already?
Oh, yeah, big time. There's bans in Europe and I believe Canada, UK, I think, Australia, if I'm not mistaken. And the list goes on and on. There's more and more popping up every day. And now the people in America are starting to get really antsy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be some major GMO throwdowns going on very shortly, so stay tuned.
Yeah, and then basically that stuff's bad news, you know, so stay tuned to that. So we've got... Ingredient one is pear juice concentrate. Ingredient two is sugar. Ingredient three is maltodextrin, which is another sugar. Then water is four, and then five is corn syrup. So we've basically four out of five ingredients are heavily sugared, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go into some of the lesser concentrated items in the fruit by the foot. I use the term fruit loosely here, of course.
Yeah.
I don't know what this. Well, partially hydrogenated cottonseed oil is next.
That's horrible. Why would you even have to have a hydrogenated oil in a product that's supposed to be resembling fruit anyway? Hydrogenated oils are usually reserved for French fries and deep fried chicken and bologna things like that, and those big huge blooming onions you see at fairs.
I wonder.
But partially hydrogenated cottonseed oil, that shocks me that it's in there.
Well, I wonder if it's in there so it doesn't stick to the package. You know, they come. In the little cellophane stuff. Maybe it has to be kind of greasy so it doesn't stick. I don't know. I'm not sure what this is. The next one is, which is another warning sign. If you can't pronounce it and you don't know what it is, it's probably not something you need to be eating in the first place. Carrageenan?
Carrageenan.
Yeah. Do you know what that is?
Yeah. Unfortunately, a lot of people actually have an allergy to carrageenan.
Really?
But, yeah, and they really don't even know it. You know, sometimes you eat a product with it and you'll get a little bit of an itch on your arm or you'll, like, sneeze or do different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of a form of a sweetener, kind of.
Oh, okay.
It's a polysaccharide. I'm not going to go into, like, specifics
and anything
other than grade 2 mentality. But it's a food additive, basically, and it preserves freshness and stuff like that. And it's extracted from I believe it's a sea vegetable of some kind, red algae, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Well, one thing, you know...
So, technically, I guess it would fall into the loop of, like, being... It's a step up from corn syrup, et cetera.
Okay.
But it's not like... When
I was researching fruit by the foot, I noticed some websites coming up on food allergies. And so, you know, we've talked about inflammation being such a problem with people and how they get kind of puffy, and basically they're eating a lot of bull crap. Their body is kicking back on and revolting against. And so when you start putting things like carrageenan in food where the kids are getting allergic reactions, that's a good sign that maybe needs to face his firing squad.
Yeah, that is a good sign.
Citric acid is next. And you said that's in a lot of stuff. And
it's in a ton of things. That's like a base ingredient, again, for preserving freshness, et cetera.
Okay.
So I would call that neutral as far as things. There could be worse things.
Okay. And then monoglyceride.
Glyceride. Monoglyceride.
Monoglyceride.
Mono means one. Glyceride means sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just kind of add it up from there. I don't think I need to elaborate anymore.
Okay. Sugars. Diglycerides are next. More sugar.
Di means multiple.
Yeah.
They have glycerides after it.
Sodium citrate.
Citrate, yeah.
Similar
to citric acid.
Malic acid.
Malic acid, same thing.
Yeah. Xanthan gum?
Xanthan. Xanthan gum. Xanthan gum is actually okay, and so is locust bean gum.
Okay.
Those are two of the few things.
And then ascorbic acid and potassium citrate. And then
citrate.
And then natural flavors. I want to stop on natural flavors for a moment and let you elaborate on that, because we were talking about that before the show. And that's really interesting when you get into what that means. And that's where you get into the topic of the show, buffaloed on bull sugar. So,
absolutely. Companies love to run with that whole natural flavors, natural, you know, using the word natural in their ingredient label. And they sometimes put it right in the package. Flavor with natural flavorings. Well, that's great. But that's a very blanket, broad term that means really nothing at all. RJ and I were joking earlier today about how you can basically extract gas or natural oil from the ground and put it in a granola bar and package it as all natural ingredients, because you just grabbed this ingredient, you just threw it in there, and you didn't alter it at all. You didn't do a thing to it.
Right.
So all of a sudden you made this bar with gas in it, but it's all got all natural ingredients in it, so you can easily eat it. You'll probably die in seconds, but it's okay to eat it.
But it's all natural, right?
Yeah, so that's basically the same thing. Using the word natural factors is very broad, and you know, I would never trust it or believe it.
So
but it could be basically anything.
It's basically complete bullcrap. You know, people say natural flavors. Just gloss over that, because that doesn't mean anything necessarily.
Yeah, never take that serious on a package when it says natural flavors. Always go for the fine print. They'll try to lie to you with the natural flavors and hook you in.
And some of your favorites right at the end, red 40, blue 1, and yellow number 5, Kevin.
I love it. I love the numbers and the colors. I've been loving them for years.
The rainbow colors. Does that qualify as the rainbow diet, where I get the nice assortment of colors on my plate and it's more nutritious? Because, you know, there are probably people thinking that right now. They've been buffaloed and bull sugared.
Hey, this product's called Red something. Yeah, I think I could. That fits the spectrum of the rainbow, right? Yes, great. Actually, it's got three colors. Oh, it's got the full spectrum.
Well, this,
holy mackerel.
This is something that, you know, when we did the show with Rusty Smith and hanging out with him, he got all over up on my grill about Gatorade. You know, I'm a big Gatorade guy. You know, I've done a lot of endurance racing, and so, you know, I've consumed a lot of green Gatorade over the decades.
You'll see what I think about Gatorade on my latest firing squad.
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And, you know, over a period of time of listening to you guys call me out on this, I got to admit, you know, that it's an unnatural color. And that means that there's a chemical in it giving it that color. Pure and simple, if you apply the Lean Blaret's philosophy of not selling out and not accepting bullcrap and marketing scams, you know, it's got chemicals in it to make it that color. And it's not good for you. I mean, that doesn't mean that I don't drink it on occasion still, but I tell you, it's really changed my mindset on just additives and food, and it kind of started with the whole Gatorade thing. So anyway, that's fruit by the foot. For the most part, you know, it's sugar that's in that product. And so the bottom line, Lean Blaret's second grade mentality, you're not eating fruit. You're eating sugar. Don't be buffaloed
exactly.
And bull sugared, okay? Product number two. Go ahead.
I do want to mention one last thing about this fruit by the foot thing I see in the Nutrition Facts panel.
Yeah.
In case you are a chemistry major in there, I'm happily pleased to see that they actually put the anatomical symbol for sodium next to it, Na. That's shocking. I've never seen that in history of my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
They went through like 5 cents per, I don't know how many units extra for advertising space to put Na next to sodium. Who in the world is going to give a damn about the Na being there next to sodium? I don't understand. Freaking hilarious. I just figured I'd make a comment because I had to talk about that. It was bothering me.
No problem. Number two today is the all-natural, and there we go with that dubious title there, all-natural fruit snacks by Treetop. And on the label it says, real fruit from real people. And then underneath it says...
That's from robots.
Yeah.
For real people.
So let me
not from aliens. Dogs or cats, real people.
Yeah,
they work in a factory.
I wanna spend some time on this because I know you guys can't see this as you're listening, but I'm gonna describe the package label that I saw at Costco. It's got across the top these fruit leaves, right? It's got great big letters, treetop. Underneath it says real fruit from real people. So they're telling you this is a real fruit product, and they're trying to make a personal connection to you. That the people bringing you this wonderful product are like your family and friends and neighbors. They're real people, right? This is not corporate America. They're real people. And then underneath of that, in the middle of the label, it says all natural in huge letters, fruit snacks. And then on the bottom, you see this beautiful, wonderful, non-corporate looking orchard with all kinds of whole fruits there cut open. So it's a very nice-looking, pleasant label. And then in the right-hand corner, it says, made with real fruit juice, no artificial flavors, colors, or preservatives, good source of vitamin C, gluten-free. Hey, man, I wonder if that gets Jill Molshan's seal of approval.
That'll get the – oh, yeah.
Probably
that'll
not. And fat-free. But when we get into the label, let's look at the top five ingredients, Kevin.
That's a good idea.
For treetop all-natural fruit snacks, apple juice concentrate, number one.
Which, again, we go back to extracted and then added stuff. Everything, again, concentrate, it's demineralized. I use the word demineralized because I like speaking in four syllable words as much as possible, and that may be five, I'm not sure. But, again, we go back to the concentrate, which means something's been altered and you're not getting the full effect.
Right.
Go ahead.
Number two. Remember, this is all natural fruit snacks brought to you by real people.
What do you just think when you see that? I'm just thinking it's nothing but fruit. No. All natural fruit snack? Okay, great.
Yeah.
Nothing but fruit. Go ahead.
Number two, corn syrup.
Oh, what a shock.
Yeah. Now, as I was taking a picture of this label in Costco, I was telling Kevin before the show, there was a guy obese reaching over my shoulder grabbing this. Literally. Reaching over my shoulder to grab this box of, he'd been buffaloed and bull sugared. I almost went to a Lean Brace throwdown in the middle of the store, but I knew I'd get arrested and I couldn't do the show today because I'd be in jail for sugar crimes.
I'm talking on behalf of Ron. He's in jail because he's taking pictures of a bullshit fruit product and he got assassinated. But
we'll save that for later when we have better lawyers. So number one ingredient is apple juice concentrate. Number two is corn syrup. Now, remember, they're telling you on the label, this is all natural fruit snack. People are going and buying this for their children thinking it's good because it's fruit. And we're supposed to eat fruit and vegetables and five a day. And people are just buying this hook, line, and sinker. They're being buffaloed and bull sugared. Number three, the third ingredient on the list, sugar.
First three are all sugar.
Yeah. We got apple juice concentrate, corn syrup, sugar. Basically, it's like the other one. Right? We haven't seen water yet on this one, though.
Yeah, I know.
Number four is gelatin.
Oh, boy. That's nice.
And what's gelatin?
I got a little problem with
that. Yeah, go into the gelatin throwdown.
Well, gelatin is derived from, like, cow hoof and stuff. They,
oh, my God.
The thickener.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. It's a non-vegetarian, non-vegan additive. Oftentimes, I run into vegans, and they're like, looking at a box of something that you would never imagine animal products would be in. And like, wait, is gelatin in that? And I'm like, oh, that's right. I got to scan to see if there's gelatin. Like, if I recommend something to somebody, I'm like, no, there's no gelatin, so it's safe. And then you got to do some very strict background research. Unless you are a vegan, you probably would not know that gelatin derives from animals. So if you are about to become a vegan or a vegetarian, you're going to be strict about it. Make sure that you understand ingredient labels too, not just, oh, this is a fruit product, so it's safe, and this is potato chips because they're safe.
Mm-hmm.
You're not safe. You're never safe with a packaged item. You need to do your homework and figure out what's good and what's bad. Something that's derived from cows. If I'm not mistaken, it has something to do with the hooves.
That's a fascinating food fact.
Yeah, very fascinating.
So we're back to reviewing the treetop, real fruit from real people, all natural fruit snacks, wonderful things to give your kids, but the top ingredients, apple juice concentrate, you know, you strip out some really good stuff there when you concentrate a fruit into a juice. Corn syrup, number two. Three is sugar. Four is gelatin. So if you're a vegan, you got an issue because it's made from cow hooves. And then 5 is the citric acid, which, you know, is kind of a, what you said, a neutral type freshener or whatever, so it's not too bad. And then we go into some lesser ingredients here, and they list natural flavors. So who knows what could be in there?
Yep, there we go again with your natural flavors. Yummy natural flavors.
The mystery flavors. Like, the mystery flavors. They're natural. All natural, right?
Yeah.
But I love this one. I love this one. The carnauba wax is in this product.
Oh, I know. That's great. So I guess that means we can, if we don't, you know, if the box is about to expire, we could just rip one of these packs out and put it on our car and start polishing away.
Well, that would be, can we get our 30 minutes a day on the exercise there if we're using this to wax our cars?
Yeah, you can do the Mr. Miyagi technique there. Wax on, wax off with the circular arm motion. You burn a lot of upper body fat doing that.
All right, so that's our number two product we reviewed today, Treetop, real fruit from real people.
But I need to make a quick comment about this Treetop stuff.
Yeah.
I actually see one promising ingredient in that label.
What is it?
In the ingredient label. Can you pick it out?
The ones we talked about or the ones that are we didn't get into?
Nope. Didn't get into it.
It's got acerola extract.
Yep.
Yeah,
acerola extract.
What's that?
Acerola is a fruit that not a lot of people have heard of, and it's high in vitamin C. And now I see where the 10% vitamin C in the nutrient facts panel above comes from. It comes from acerola extract.
Okay.
That leads me to believe that the grape juice, the, what else is in there? Apple juice, all the rest of the fruit juices allegedly that they put in were so concentrated that they lost their vitamin C content, so they added acerola extract in there to give it a little boost in vitamin C, and then they could put it on the front label and say, good source of vitamin C. And quite honestly, folks, 10% of your daily allowance of vitamin C in a pouch is not a good source of vitamin C. 100% is a good source.
Yeah.
Not 10.
Yeah. And, you know.
So if you eat a pouch of this, you're getting 15 grams of sugar, too, per pouch, which is 4 teaspoons of sugar.
And considering that the sugar has been linked to cancer, I don't know, maybe you need some extra vitamin C to combat all the inflammation and cancer you're going to get, you know.
I guess it's okay.
So, well, but, you know, like the other product, this must face the firing squad. Product number three.
Next item up for bids.
Otter Pops. I got a story behind the Otter Pops.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
So the twins are on the swim team. And, you know, I'm trying not to be a food Nazi or anything and want the kids to have a good time. But you gotta take a step back and do a reality check. And, you know, Kevin and I were talking about this before the show. We've got a country that is failing financially, largely due to healthcare issues. We've got a country and really a global population that has problems with obesity and soaring levels of diabetes and horrible sugar addiction problems, which is what I'm coming to realize more by the week working with people like Kevin and the other people doing the shows with us. And so you really have to analyze, you know, is it responsible to be giving our kids basically frozen sugar sticks loaded with chemicals in a climate like we have today financially and socially and regarding our health situation as well? And let's go through this, Kevin, because I gotta admit, I found a whole case of Otter Pops in my own garage.
Wow.
Yes, I was shocked. I had my family. Had been,
I can imagine the look on your face. You probably almost went into cardiac arrest. I'd
yeah.
Be like,
my family had been buffaloed and bull sugared.
Behind your back.
And what? Well,
you're out of town.
One of the parents had given my wife a box, and it just ended up in the garage. But you know, I have to apply the Lean Braise position here. You know, it is what it is, and we're not going to sell out. And yeah, you know, as a parent, I don't want to get too extreme about this, but I, in good conscience, I can't have my kids eating this crap. I'd feel like I'm selling out their health. So let's go through the ingredients.
First of all, I would like to mention, before we go any further,
yeah,
I've always been a huge opponent of those crappy frozen pop things anyway.
Really?
Pop ice, flavor ice, yeah. When I was growing up as a kid, my friends would all be out, they'd go to my friends' houses, we go playing and swimming in the pool and stuff like that, and her mom would always come out with this box of flavor ice or Popeyes, and I was like, oh, get that stuff away from me. It just, like, repulsed me. I'm like, oh, for some reason, like, I just thought they were artificial at a very young age. That, like, the fancy bright colors and just weirdness of them.
Right.
And I never liked ice pops anyway, to start with. But these Otter Pops are right in line with that.
Yeah, and there are ways to make, you know, you can take real fruit and just freeze it in a, they even make little custom containers that look cute, and you can give your kids a frozen orange juice, whatever, and made from real oranges. You know, there are ways to get around it. I suppose if you had one once in a while, it wouldn't be the end of the world, but you got a whole team eating these things on a regular basis after practice and during the meets. I just can't buy it. You know, it's just the way that it is. One thing I want to underscore, Kevin, today is again, that the slick marketing that goes back to the title of the show, you're being buffaloed and bull sugared, because the marketing on Otter Pops is really interesting. It's got bright colors. All the different flavors are a cartoon character, a cute little otter with different types of physiques and things. So they're luring kids in. Just like Ronald McDonald in the play areas, right?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, you know, there's not a whole lot of difference between that and the child molester down in the park trying to get your kid in the van, you know? The outcome of both is going to be pretty bogus, you know, and destructive to the child.
Yeah.
So let's go into the ingredients. Number one ingredient is water. So that's neutral, okay? Obviously, it's a liquid product, so... Hopefully there's water in it. Number two, you're going to like this, Kevin.
High fructose corn syrup.
High fructose corn syrup, number two ingredient. And can you just underscore quickly, what's the deal with the high fructose corn syrup?
High fructose corn syrup is a form of sugar that is derived from corn, which is genetically modified, and it's used as a preservative in 8,000 different products. It is alleged that high fructose corn syrup has an addictive ability in the body when you eat it in high amounts, which causes you to turn around and continue to buy more and more of the product. And it also has been linked to obesity in certain studies, and it's completely rubbish and garbage, and there's no place for it in the body.
I'm telling you, that it's in almost everything today, too. If you're shopping in a traditional grocery store with conventional foods, so we're not talking about organic foods and you know, homegrown type products in the backyard. I'm telling you, man, you start flipping that label over and looking, you're going to see a lot of high fructose corn syrup. It's in almost everything. Mm-hmm. It's insidious, you know, because the government subsidizes the corn. There are a lot of politics in this. There's a ton of money involved with the lobbyist in Washington regarding the subsidies on corn and trying to use as much corn as possible in all these different products. It's just, you know, what a level of corruption we are in today, including our food supply.
Yep.
You know, which is literally killing us. Yeah, we're
and they know it.
It's killing us as a nation financially, and it's not good for the global economy as well. So number one ingredient is water. Number two is high fructose corn syrup. Number three for the Otter Pops is fruit juice. And we get back into the juicing. You start juicing fruit, and you lose a lot of the you know, the health benefits. And then in parentheses, it says contains one or more of the following: apple, grape, or pear juice from concentrate. And so we've went over this already. You concentrate things, you lose the fiber and things like that. Moving on to number four, contains less than 2% of the following: citric acid, natural and artificial flavors, sodium benzoate. And potassium sorbate, preservatives. And then Kevin's favorite, red 40, yellow
red
5,
40,
yellow 6, and blue 1.
Wow, we got a multitude.
Now
we have two yellows in this one, and a red and a blue.
We've got that rainbow diet again, those bright, beautiful colors that are nutrient dense. If you believe that, you've been buffaloed and bull sugared, people.
So the highest degree.
And
I love the way that they honestly put the word preservatives in parentheses.
Right.
So automatically, you see the word preservatives, you drop the box of pops and you run like hell out of that store. Seriously. There's no questions asked at that point.
Yeah, there's.
And to couple that up with the reds and the yellows afterward, I mean, it's a no-brainer.
Let me just say this. There's nothing good in these products good for your kids. And here's another thing, Kevin. When I got into the research before the show this morning, and I was searching by category on fruit snacks. Dude, it is amazing how many dozens of fruit snacks are out there just like this stuff that's not really fruit. It's sugar. Don't be buffaloed on bull sugar. It's sugar.
Yeah.
You know, if you want your kids to eat fruit, go get them a banana or an apple or a blueberry. Don't buy it in a package.
Get them hooked on the authentic stuff.
So,
and, you know, you can get a dehydrator and make your own bloody dried fruit first and secondly.
Right.
It tastes awesome.
So that's...
And at this...
Go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, I better do this right now. So the Otter Pops went to the firing squad.
The
hey, you know, speaking of the firing squad, we've got some good firing squads coming up. Kevin's been working on this. It's just something we've been developing with the Lean Berets for a while. But when I threw the Otter Pops out, I saved one row of packages. You know, they come in like a, if you think of a string of a bullets, they're kind of in a package of like bullets in a row, zipped together, you know? So I saved one of those bullet belts of sugar. And I'm going to use my Filipino fighting stick.
Fighting stick?
Yes. I'm going to use the fighting stick for the first time in the firing squad to slash these sugar sticks.
Awesome.
Safety first. I'll be using my safety glasses, approved safety glasses, of course, so I don't get these toxic chemicals in my eye and be blinded by all the food coloring. So that's what I've got, Kevin.
I have... One thing I'd like to add.
Yeah.
Now, I'm all about, in my firing squad, if you've seen any of them out there, America, you will notice how I talk about the bad and the ugly, but I always give you a healthy alternative in the end. And one company that I'm going to name drop right now, which I do not get a subsidy from because I only refer people out because I like them, not because I'm getting comped for it, because I'm not about making all money dollar off of people, but there's a company called Fruit Leather. You ever heard of them, RJ?
Fruit Leather?
Fruit Leather. Like a leather couch.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Leather?
What's the deal?
Dude, you got to write the name down. You got to go to your local Whole Foods and get your kids some fruit leather ASAP. That's your assignment for the week.
We'll go right after the
show.
Fruit
leather. Yeah. Well, Fruit Leather is a healthy company that makes these little strips of fruit, and there's all these different flavors. There's grape and raspberry and whatever. And they have regular fruit leather. They have a couple different products available. But they are definitely all natural and all clean, and they're pure. I know that for a fact.
Cool. You know what I'll do is I'll go to.
That would be like a healthy alternative in my book.
Well, that's good, and I like how you've incorporated that into the firing squads because you know we don't mind calling people out, but you know it's not just about bashing things. I mean, we really need to offer healthier alternatives. You can say, well, this is not good to eat, and then leave people hanging. So now what do? The man in the street's like, well, I don't know what else to do, so I guess I'll go back to the being buffaloed and bull-sugared, you know? So
yeah.
It was an idea Kevin had, and I think it's great, and we'll incorporate that. And basically the philosophy of the Lean Berets, you know, okay, here's what's going down. Here's the bottom line. It's bogus, but here's a healthy alternative and give you some options. And keep it simple, you know? If nothing else, just give your kids an apple or a banana at the swim meet, which, by the way, you know, we pack some of our own food and take it down there, and those are the types of things that we do. And it's a dance, you know, when you have kids, you know, you don't want to be a food Nazi and all that. So, I mean, I guess there are some people that don't like the moderation thing, but at some level I kind of have to bend and flex into that, whether I like it or not, because there's only one of me and three other people in the family. But the Otter Pops definitely had to go to the firing squad, so...
Oh, yeah. That's probably out of the three things we evaluated today, I'd say Otter Pops are the worst. And then probably the fruit by the foot is number two, and then the treetops are number three.
Yeah, but, you know.
That's my ranking for the day.
Yeah, the Otter Pops, I'd say, were the worst. But, you know, all three of them are just a bunch of sugar. Sugar and chemicals and food coloring. So, you know, if you're wanting to help your kids get healthier, pick some healthier snacks, check out the fruit leather stuff that Kevin mentioned, you get at Whole Foods, or just go old school and give them an apple or a banana. All right, so that's what I got. It's been fun just talking sugar today, buffaloed and bull sugared, and we definitely got a sugar addiction in this country, and hopefully we can get back to real food, because that's really what the answer is, Kevin, right? It's just real food. Very simple.
Anyway, yep.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Hang on, Kevin, and we'll do a little wrap-up after. You've been listening to Lean Braze Radio Show at theleanbraze.com. Music today provided by Hot Rod Walt and the Psycho DeVilles. Until next time, keep your foot in the accelerator for health and rock on.
I'm Roots Rock. Ready, I'm Roots Rock. Ready, I'm Roots Rock. Ready, I'm Roots Rock. Ready, I'm a Roots Rock. Ready to rock you tonight. I know you gotta dig that new tattoo. To blame a rolling dice or a lucky horseshoe. You gotta dig another.